We have just completed the sermon series of the Saving Faith in the month of May. And in June, the Great Leadership. The sermon theme for July is Building Relationship with God. Because each and every day of our lives, we have relationships with others. This is a routine of our daily life. Some relationships are positive, and others are just acquaintance. And some are horrible relationships. Today, I'm going to discuss the ultimate relationship in life, our relationship with God. We must remember that without a relationship with God, we have no hope. However, a relationship with God, we have a tremendous hope and outstanding guidance if we will just listen and follow Him. Amen? The scripture tells us about the importance of a relationship with God. In Genesis chapter 22, verse 1 through 14, the story of Abraham and the offering of Isaac. Abraham gave his son Isaac as a sacrifice offering to God, and because God told him to do, and Abraham did exactly what God had told him. So Abraham tried to kill Isaac as a sacrifice offering. Instead, God provided a lamb and saved his son Isaac due to the obedience of Abraham. Because Abraham had an intimate relationship with God. In Genesis chapter 37 through 45, the story of Joseph. He was sold into slavery to Egypt by 20 pieces of silver. Later, he became a governor of Egypt at the age of 30 years old. Hallelujah. And saved Israelites from famine. Because God's constant hand upon his life, because of his relationship with God. Amen. Joshua and his armies in the book of Joshua. Joshua was strong and courageous. Because of his relationship with God, he conducted a military campaign against 31 cities under God's supervision. God gave Joshua armies with a victory. Hallelujah. David, in all of his unending faith, because of his faith in God. And there are many and many more throughout the entire Old Testament and New Testament books. Praise God. A relationship with God is started by trusting faith in Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. This comes through repenting of your sins and confessing Christ to be the Lord of your life. At this point, a relationship with God begins, and a transformation in your relations with others will show. Amen? Today we will discuss 1 John chapter 1, verse 5 through 10, to help us begin the journey of building relationships in God. Praise God. First, the characteristic of Jesus Christ. We're talking about the light in verse 5 through 6. Light represents what is good and pure, true, honest, holy, reliable. But the darkness represents what is sinful and evil. John chapter 8, verse 12 says, I am the light of the world. He that follows me shall not walk in darkness, but shall have the light of life. Praise God. John 12:36, believe in the light, that you may be children of the light. Acts 26:15-18, the light or Christ is to be made manifest and shine throughout the believer's life. In all actions, words, deeds, the scripture tells us that there is to be no darkness present at all. Praise God. Therefore, if anyone has a true relationship with God, should have a characteristics of a changed life. There are no darkness. 1 John 1:6 said, if we say we have a fellowship and walk in the dark, we are liars. The change will be shown in our daily walk. Instead of trusting the world and its manners to get us through, we will be trusting in God because we are following His light. Amen? When I came to believe in Christ's teaching, I ceased desiring what I had wished for before. The direction of my life, my desires become different. What was good and bad had changed places. So darkness is your point of view, your right to yourself. Light is God's view, point of view. Amen? Ephesians chapter 4, 17 through 32 tells us renewal of the spirit of the mind. Chapter 5, 8 says, for you were sometimes darkness, but now are you in the light in the Lord. Walk as children of light. The change comes through confessing our sins to a forgiving Savior who is faithful and just and will forgive and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Praise God. 3. Characteristics of a relationship with God. The evidence. The evidence has to show through your life. Your daily walk with God. Jesus is the foundation of my whole life and your whole life. He is my strength and your strength. If you have Jesus in your life, you know it. You feel it. He is the solid rock you can stand on every day. There is no problem you cannot face when you have a relationship with God. If you have the love of Jesus in you, praise God. Amen. Amen. You will have a desire to get into God's word and study because you want to learn more about Him. 2 Timothy 2:15 says, study to show yourself approved. Workmen are not ashamed. You will have a desire to show and tell others about Jesus. You can preach a better sermon with your life than with your lips. Amen? You will desire more to help people than to criticize people. 1 John chapter 2:10 says, the one who loves his brother abides in the light, and there is no cause for stumbling in him. There are hundreds of fault finders among professed Christians. But all their criticism will not lead one solitary soul to Christ. Therefore, if you want to have an intimate relationship, stop criticizing others. Let God be the God and you. Be obedient to God. Amen? Relationships are crucial to a successful, happiness, and joyful life. What can we do without Jesus in our life in this world? We inherited the sinful nature from Adam and Eve. We will become greedy people. Without the main relationship with Christ, yes, there will not be any happiness. There always will be a war in this world. 1 John chapter 4, 6, 7 talk about the spirit of God and other ones, the spirit of evil falsehood. And have you trusted Jesus as your Savior and Lord? That's the key to building successful relationships in other area. Today is the day to begin building successful relationships by establishing the main relationships. That's committing yourself to the Lord. Old Testament book of Proverbs 6:3 says, commit to God with your plan. Your plan will succeed. Praise God. Now, if you are wondering why you don't seem to be experiencing God working in your life, the first question is, what is the condition of your personal love relationship with God? You hear God's messages, but you are not applying by this message into your daily Christian life. Everything else in your life depends upon that relationship. No matter what place we are at, God is already taking the initiative to seek us and know us. If your heart is touched today, it means God has already spoken to you. Praise God. Amen. If you don't have a personal relationship with God at all, Jesus is still waiting for you, for waiting for everyone. Revelation chapter 3:20 says, here I am. I stand at the door and knock. If anyone hears my voice and opens the door, I will come and in and eat with him, and he with me. Again, open your hearts and receive Jesus as your Lord and Savior, and commit yourselves to him, so you may build an intimate relationship for the everlasting relationship with him.